Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning once again. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, July 10th, and Jen and I are here with you. Always reliably here.
We are.
Except for a couple days when sometimes I'm too tired to come in. But otherwise, we are here to entertain because that's all we know how to do, folks. So Jen is like, no, speak for yourself. But no, it's supposed to be a joke.
Yes.
How are you, Jen?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too.
Good.
Yeah, good is good.
What makes you so good today, Sam?
I don't know, Jen. I guess because it's Friday, you already know that.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm just feeling good. You know, good weather, good. I had a couple days that were tough here at work because of computer problems and stuff. So when it's solved, you feel relieved.
Yes. Apparently, there were computer glitches all over the country.
Really?
Well, yeah, everything to do with the stock market and the airlines. And of course, today we hear about what happened. It wasn't 18 million people that had a breach in security in the government. It was 21 people. Yeah. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. There is. There is. But our problems pale by comparison, I guess.
Yes.
But it didn't feel that way when everything broke down.
Right. I don't even think Mercury is in retrograde right now, so can't even blame it on that.
Right. Exactly. Don't blame it on the planets.
No.
So, yeah, it's cool. We don't have a guest today. We have a few scheduled for next week that are going to go on the schedule soon. So that should be cool. We're going to have the football player next week as well. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be nice, yeah. When does football season start? Like in September, right?
I think it's like 50 days or something like that. Mm. But yeah, September.
Yeah, September it is. Yeah, maybe I'll try to get into football this year. I don't know. I just don't have the time to invest, you know. There's so much to know when you follow the NFL. But, you know, some people are so into sports, it's amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the baseball game last night and didn't even know what was going on.
So. Oh, yeah, okay. So I told you probably wouldn't be into the game as much as being in the suite, right?
Well, I mean, I'm just generally not into the game.
Right.
I think if I'm not invested in sports and all, so like it has no bearing on my life.
Right.
But it was cool to be there. We were in one of the suites, so there was like unlimited food.
Uh-huh.
I went home and I was just like, why? Why did I eat so much? Because you just eat all this food that's in the suite, and then all of a sudden the like people that work there come by and they're like, the dessert cart's here. Come out and get it. And it's everything you could ever want in dessert.
Wow.
It's brownies. It's candied apples. It's all kinds of cakes and cheesecakes and everything you could want.
Wow.
Cookies. And it was just a disgusting amount of food. And my friend and I were like, well, it's free. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
So as full as we were, we went and then ate the dessert cart. And then we were like, oh, my God, I've never felt so awful in my life. I was in a food coma. I needed like a food C-section.
Yeah. Huh? Wow.
But yeah, so I had a good time. Like it was a fun experience to actually be there and to be there in that way. So
yeah,
so I posted a few pictures.
Yeah. Well, another thing on your bucket list you can check off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I also heard the same people have like a suite at the Lakers game, so I'd rather probably go there.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Are you into basketball?
I like basketball more than baseball.
More than baseball.
Because it's faster and like,
right.
I don't know, I feel like it's easier to follow.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
You steal the ball, you shoot the ball, you get a certain amount of points, you lose the ball, other people shoot the ball.
Right.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. Never been into sports. Spectator sports, yes, like I've said, I've been into football before, but that's about the extent of it. I don't mean to get into sports. I love the Olympics, though. But games, yeah, it's too much investment.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring this up. I guess they're saying there's some apps now that help you monitor your drinking and everything. with sometimes like a personal breathalyzer that you can check for yourself.
Interesting. Yeah. How would that even work with your phone?
Well, because you have to obviously get a breathalyzer or something to go with it.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't imagine it would just be through the phone.
Right.
So you probably have
your
to
phone
have
can do
attachment.
A lot of things. I don't know if it can
right.
smell your breath.
Yeah, smell your breath and measure it. But I guess with whatever attachment you get to it would work, and you'd be able to tell if you're too drunk or not, because unfortunately some people don't think they're drunk when they are.
Right.
And the reason I brought it up is because I get people in my car when I drive Uber in the evening, and people come in smelling like alcohol like I wouldn't believe. But the point is, they're saying, thank goodness for Uber, you know, how many lives it saved.
Right.
For people that drink and don't drive. So that I appreciate. But then the people come into the car with smelling like alcohol. You can't get the smell out. But the point I wanted to bring up, Jen, is, you know, sometimes, I mean, most Uber riders are young. And sometimes they'll ask you, like, to connect their phone to your car so they can play music. And apparently it's acceptable and everything, so I let them do this. I can't tell you how many times people play that rap music with N-words, hatred, misogynist lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe, you know, there's just... I mean, it's like, for me, it's like sit 15 minutes with this loud music and, you know, just banging in my head. But I'm like, okay, whatever. Let them have their fun.
Yeah.
But music like that, where you hear the N-word like pierced into your head and stuff, that's not okay. And I'm wondering why there's so much attention to this stuff, but not to the music. Nobody's talking about the music. I mean, the way music affects young people, and I remember being affected by music myself. I mean, music is everything to you when you're a teenager.
Right.
And for them to be influenced by this, how can they possibly be positive about anything?
Well, there are like parental guidance symbols on some of the music that's got like explicit lyrics.
Right.
I mean, then again, that's only when you buy it. That doesn't work the same when if you're playing it on Spotify.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine them buying the CDs or anything.
Right.
But even with iTunes, you can download the songs and everything. So I just, they go after video games and movies and things like that. But what about this? You know, what about this music? It's just filled with hatred and anger, and I just don't understand why people get into it so much.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you, but it's not.
And it's
my
even
kind
older
of music.
People. Yeah, it's not just teenagers. I mean, I'm sure some of them are over 18, and they go along with that. And it's just. So I have to. I can't see myself sitting there and policing the music and saying, I'm not going to let you play this music.
Right.
You know, but. So it's not, I don't care about it personally. I just think that this rap music, this gangster rap is very bad for our kids. And I think people should research this to understand. I want to understand why kids are attracted to this, because I can't understand it myself. I guess it's a generational thing, you know.
Maybe.
I mean, when we liked the Beatles, our parents couldn't understand the long hair and the bell bottoms and all that stuff. But I can't see how that was so offensive to them as opposed to
right.
these songs today. You know, so...
What just happened? That was weird. My phone just started playing something.
Yeah. Condoms.
Yeah.
I heard a condom.
It was like a new. It was like an ad that popped up for. I was like looking on Celebrity Gossip for that show, Sex with Brody, which I still don't understand why that's a show. But anyway,
what's it called?
Sex with Brody.
And who's Brody? Do we know him?
Brody Jenner. It's on E. It's like a talk show, like a panel talk show.
Oh, I see. So it's sex with. Okay, I get it. So they talk about sex,
right? And I don't know why he got a show at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that whole family is like in the headlines all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, have you watched it at all?
No, I don't think it started yet.
Oh, okay.
I think it actually might start tonight, which is why they're promoting it so much.
Mm.
I'm going to be too busy with Magic Mike, so I have no interest in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah. Is there any new movies coming out this weekend? Because Magic Mike came out last weekend. What movies are coming out today?
I think Minions comes out today.
Oh, today? That'll be cool. Yeah, I liked the first one. I didn't see the second one. But, yeah, I never thought I'd want to see it, you know. But then when I did, I really liked it. I thought it was cool.
They're so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Minions comes out tonight, I guess, or today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything else that's...
Really? Yeah, yeah. No. What app are you looking at?
Fandango.
Oh, okay.
I guess...
I have Flixster. Let's see what that says.
Selfless with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
I really like him, but I don't know that I need to see that.
Yeah. Okay, San Andreas we've seen already. Yeah, there's really nothing new. Ted 2, had that been out already?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to see it, but
yeah,
I don't have time for that.
Yeah. And okay, well, there's not a lot of new movies.
No, and I mean, I'm happy to see things, you know, when they come out on, like, on video on demand or whatever.
Right. Okay, well, that's cool. Did you hear about this crazy cat that's terrorizing a New York neighborhood?
No.
A black cat is biting and scratching people in a New York City suburb. Residents are afraid to go outside.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're afraid for their kids. At first, I double-checked this to see if it's a parody or something. I couldn't believe this, but I guess they're saying... this is funny. I mean, this is like on CNN, and they're saying a petrifying pussy is preying on anyone from grown men to little dogs, and no one is safe.
Why isn't anyone catching this cat?
I don't know. Maybe it just disappears. They say he comes out of nowhere, attacks, and then stares oddly and quietly.
Well, if he stares...
It sounds like an onion article.
It does sound like that, but also if the cat's sitting around staring and people know that it can stare, that it's obviously sitting there long enough for them to see it.
Right.
They should catch it.
They're saying that they think, well, maybe it has rabies or something, so they're afraid to get close.
I don't know, but there are people that, like, pick up animals.
Right, exactly.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I know, but this is funny stuff, man. Yeah. I mean, people made a big deal out of, I don't know how I get to think of this, because I always think New York, I think Dunkin' Donuts. So I guess they opened one here, right?
Yeah.
Do you like donuts?
I love them.
Really? Did you go to Dunkin'?
No, I don't eat donuts.
Yeah. Oh, so you like them, but you don't eat them.
Yeah. They're not exactly diet friendly.
No, they're not. But, you know, once you get near Krispy Kreme, it's hard to resist. Have you ever had one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are amazing. But I don't know what the big deal is about Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe there's something I'm missing.
There's like a flavor that they have that's just different. I don't know what it is. But
really?
I love Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't even remember the last time I had it, maybe on the East Coast. So maybe I should try just to see why people like it so much.
Yeah.
I just don't understand, you know, but what do I know, right?
I don't know.
The first Arab actor ever, Omar Sharif, died. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, wasn't he in like...
Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah.
And Gone with the Wind.
Right.
Not Gone with the Wind.
Wasn't he in, not Cleopatra, but I don't know what he was in. What was he in?
Yeah, maybe. But also in War and Peace, Dr. Zhivago.
Okay.
That's the one I'm thinking about. That was his most... famous movie. Yeah, why am I not even looking on my screen? It's right here. But I go based on memory. At any point, he was very handsome, very successful. People liked him everywhere, you know. And even though he was Arabic, I think he was Egyptian, yeah. In Israel, people loved him, you know. Which is saying a lot, because at that time... relationships were not that great with Egypt, but it shows you that culture, you know, I mean, entertainment, whatever, has no borders, you know. I mean, people appreciate something that's good and don't put politics into it, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They lowered the flag today in South Carolina.
The Confederate flag.
Confederate flag,
yes.
Is coming down.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about it? Look, I think it's the powers of politically correct again. At the same time, so on the one hand, I mean, it represents suffering and everything, or war or whatever. But I believe that you should preserve history and not hide it or destroy it. And
well,
I think
should we hang like a swastika flag everywhere?
No, but you know what? The concentration camps are still there, so people will remember they were not destroyed.
Right.
But look, all I'm saying is, if there's a lot of people that are offended by this, then maybe it's worth a second look. But I think there needed to be more debate about it. You know, it's just I just think that it's. And you know, it's only now being contested. I mean, Nazi flags were from the beginning banned, but you know, because of the atrocities and everything. But I think I don't know. Look, if blacks feel really offended about it, I don't see a big deal about taking it down.
I think even white people feel offended by it.
Yeah, some white people too. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it's a good thing that they're taking it down.
Yeah.
And if the fact that it happened so fast and like they didn't sit on the issue forever, I think is even better. It shows that action can be taken quickly. And
yeah, but who says it's the right action? I mean, it's in your opinion.
It was voted on it. So the people that are in place to make decisions that we vote in are the ones that are responsible for making those decisions. So then it is the right action.
Right.
Or we would vote in other people, or we should run ourselves. Either way. It's being taken down. I think when it comes to flags, unlike buildings and landmarks and things of that nature that are historical,
right?
Flags usually represent a celebration.
Uh-huh.
You know, like we wave the American flag high because we're proud to be American. Uh-huh. Are we proud to be Confederates that had slaves and all that stuff? I don't think that you should hang a flag if it's not something you're proud of.
Right.
Flags generally represent, you know, being proud of something. Or
yeah, I guess.
It's just, I don't know that a flag is necessary to remember the Confederacy. I think you can go to a museum for the Confederacy.
Right.
Or you can look things up.
Right.
I don't know. You can learn about it in history. But to see a flag hanging, I think, is insensitive and unnecessary.
Okay, well, we accept your opinion. Yes. I mean, it sounds like you're making a lot of sense. I just don't think that necessarily politicians always do the right thing. Even when they vote on things, but like I said, if this is offensive to a lot of people, take it down. I don't care. You know, I mean, to me, it means nothing anyway. This flag, you know. So
I think part of why it's offensive too, or more offensive, is because if they're hanging this flag in a political arena and saying like our state supports this flag still, then that's maybe why it led that guy to run rampant and kill those 9 people, because he thinks, well, my state supports it. There are people out there that think the same way as I do still to this day. So maybe I should go take care of it for them.
Right. But you can't blame what he did on that. You know, it's personal responsibility.
Exactly. But at the same time, we don't know his mental stability.
Right.
And maybe he thought that was them saying, we support you.
Right. But, I mean, people can think a lot of things are okay.
Of course they can. But we can also do our best to represent, you know, moral codes and not say, yeah, we're going to hang this flag up and go do what you're going to do. And we still want to think.
Look, when you put it on the scale with the two opinions, yours is more convincing, I have to admit. But still, I think there needs to be a healthy debate before you take actions like this, because maybe some people are offended by taking it down.
Right. Well, maybe there was a healthy debate, was it? Like, I mean, we don't know what they did. Did they lock themselves in a room for 48 hours?
I don't think so.
And deliberate?
I think the governor just decided, bam, you know. I don't know. That's how I perceived it. I don't know if they actually. And there should be like a national debate about it, I think, you know, not just locally.
Well, it's a state issue, isn't it? If a state building is putting up a flag.
It is a state building, not a federal building.
Yeah, and also in the country, I mean, we don't federally hang up the Confederacy flag.
So it's a state thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so they have the right to do whatever they want with their state, I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, a lot of division in this country. But at least, you know what? I like to. I like the fact that that bad music I was telling you about, at least it seems to unite the races. I mean, there's like no difference between the whites and the blacks in my car that listen to this music. Everybody likes this music. So at least maybe it's not dividing the young people.
No.
You know, all the N-words and stuff. I don't know. But
I do think that, you know, different generations are becoming desensitized to it because it's not, they're not as close to the issues that surrounded it.
Right.
I mean, kids today probably also don't understand what a Confederate flag is.
Like, right.
Unless they're learning it in history, to them, they probably didn't even know what the Confederacy was.
Right. But I think they know what an N-word means, right?
I guess, or maybe, I mean, I don't know that. Parents teach you about the birds and the bees. Do they teach you what the N-word is? I don't think that my parents ever did. I think I learned it from school or just racial issues that were coming up. But otherwise, they might just think it's a word being said in a song.
Mm,
I don't know.
Doubt it. I doubt it very much. You know, I mean, the thing is that to hear, I mean, to me, it's bad enough that blacks talk like that to each other, but that whites will sing songs. Would sing lyrics like this makes no sense to me at all. I don't know. It's really confusing, man. But the country is definitely divided right in the middle. I mean, Obama had a popularity rating of 50%. That just shows you we're split right in the middle, and it has been like that for a while. You know.
You're saying just because he's black?
No, not at all. I'm just saying that the country is divided, not over race, but over, it seems to be over everything, you know. And, and about race, of course, you know, that's why I brought up the topic, but not because he's black. I'm just saying during his presidency, the country is split in two. And, I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, the thing with ISIS also, and I posted about that because I was really irritated when he says you can't beat ISIS with weapons, with war, with fighting. I mean, what is that? What is that? You're going to sit there and educate them on their culture and on other cultures and in Western ideas? That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
So to hear your president say that, you know, I don't know, man. I'm scared. I'm kind of scared, to be honest with you. I mean, look, they're saying that several terror plots were foiled over the 4th of July weekend. You know, so, I mean, these things could have happened. They're constantly waiting for an opening to attack us, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not easy. Now, so there comes Trump, and he says, I'm going to go and bomb the hell out of Iraq's oil fields because, you know, ISIS. Because ISIS owns, not owns, but they've taken over many of them. And that helps them, sustain them with money because they sell a lot of it to other countries that don't really care where they're buying it from.
Right.
And so, but... apparently, military analyst says that his plan is not a good one because mainly because the oil fields that ISIS holds are in Syria, not in Iraq. So, I mean, that's a little unusual for him to not get the facts right. Or maybe it's not unusual. I don't know. I would think that he would try to get his facts right. But I don't think that's the answer either, bombing. I mean, there's got to be... You know, you don't just send troops there, but you have to support the rebels. You have to have a comprehensive plan.
Right.
And we don't have one.
No. Scary.
Yeah. So let's see. What else is going on, man? We still got 30 minutes. We got to talk, Jen. So you got to help me out here. let's see. What else? Well, it's not going to be a long weekend.
No, it's a regular weekend.
A regular weekend, and I don't think I'm going to be able... Actually, I was planning to do something, but now, as it turns out, my brother's going out of town, so I'm going to have to entertain my parents constantly the whole weekend.
What was it you were planning on doing?
taking a drive down the coast, maybe to San Diego or something. Although we were talking about the Comic-Con, and then I remember that. And then I said, well, maybe I'll just stay here and go to the beach or something. But and I was actually planning to do that with friends.
Oh, good.
But no, I got to stick around and be with my parents.
Like, do you have to be with them all day and all night?
No, no, not all day and all night, but more than I usually spend with them. Because during the week, I mean, I try to go see them every day during the week, but it's like during the day. So it kills like 2 hours of my day. Yeah. And it's hard, you know. But at night, they go to sleep early, so I can't see them in the evening. I work till nine. So it's tricky that way. But my brother seems to have more time. He lives closer to them. So between the both of us, you know, and his family and all that stuff, then we happen to entertain them. But the encouraging thing is I noticed my mom doesn't even care about going back to Israel anymore. She's settled in very nicely.
That's good.
Yeah, considering how much she complains, I think that's a good thing, you know. But, you know, I mean, you got to take him to the doctor and to the dentist and wait and all that stuff. It's like no fun.
Why don't you get them a nurse?
We have a helper. But, I mean, at this point, you don't want to just send them with an assistant to the doctor and stuff. Not the first time. I mean,
yeah,
this is the first time they just got their health insurance and everything. So now they have to do everything. And, yeah, you do it. You know, I mean, you don't have a choice because we asked him to come here.
Right.
And we promised we would take care of him, so we will, you know. But I don't have to like those things that I don't like to do.
Right.
Like sit and wait around. Otherwise, I don't care. To me, sitting around without doing anything is like a punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how people can do like jobs where they just stand around all day. Doing nothing, you know, like sometimes I go to, it occurred to me the other day, I go to Pink's Hot Dogs in Hollywood when it's late at night and nothing's open and get a chili dog or something. And there's a security guard standing there and I'm thinking he's standing here for 8 hours. Nobody even notices him.
Yeah.
You know, he's like invisible. And how can he stand there and not do anything?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would go crazy.
Maybe some people like that, though, because it's minimal work.
Yeah.
They're just there.
Yeah.
And
maybe
it's
they
easy.
Do. Maybe they don't have a choice.
Maybe they have other jobs, too, that like are more engaging, and then this is like a break almost.
Yeah, I guess.
Who knows?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like waiting and being bored.
I can't believe you get Pink's Hot Dogs.
Well, I do sometimes. Let me tell you, when you're like working late at night and everything's closed, you eat whatever's open. But it's not like I eat it all the time. I mean, since I started driving, I've had it maybe twice because I was in the area.
Yeah.
And when I wouldn't drive to Hollywood a lot, I'd always feel that when I go to Hollywood, I should go there and have one. Because they're really good, you know what I mean?
I've never had one.
No, because you don't eat hot dogs.
Well, I eat like veggie dogs or chicken dogs.
Yeah. They probably have that there. They have every kind of dog you can
I'm sure.
Yeah. And the lines there are always out the door. So when you're there at night, there's hardly any people there. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, so...
Well, so I'm confused. Good. So why can't you go, though, to the beach during the day?
When?
Like on Saturday?
Oh, because I need to be with them. Because if my... the whole thing is because my brother's going out of town. So...
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, during the day, the whole day, you have to spend with them?
Probably, yeah. I mean, what am I going to do? Let them sit at home all day Saturday?
And then you can go back and have dinner with them. But you can go to the beach during the day.
No, I know. But you know what? There's no way we can take them to the beach unless... Well, we can't go on the sand. They can't walk that far.
No, I'm not saying take them. I'm saying you go to the beach with your friends and then have dinner
then
with your family after.
Them? Well,
don't they have a TV?
I don't know.
It's one day. One afternoon.
Yeah. Well, it's not afternoon. If I went, I'd go during the... Like maybe in the morning or something, late morning or something. But we'll see. Maybe they'll just want to go. Maybe we'll just go to... Well, it's not going to be the same. But anyway, it's... Whatever. What else is going on? Still adventures with the dating apps. Either I don't respond or they don't respond when I'm interested. And I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Today I saw a friend of mine post a picture on Instagram of her and her boyfriend that she met on Tinder. And she wrote a thing about how the fact that, like, she swiped right on him and Tinder does work. And now they're celebrating his birthday together and she loves him. And I think that's great. It gave me, like, a renewed confidence in the system.
Right. Exactly. All you need is one, you know.
Right.
You don't need 100.
Right.
So you just go through it until somebody...
I mean, it's a process for sure.
Yeah.
So.
It really is.
Yeah.
But maybe focus only on one app or something, you know. So you're not, like, spread too thin.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, there's too many.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Lauren and my video for Two Drunk Girls came out, and it was about the three-day rule and about matchmaking services. We did our questionnaire for each other. So, like, my profile was made by her and hers was made by me.
Oh.
And so it was really cute. We got a lot of feedback.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you submit those profiles to matching services?
To the three-day rule.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, they're going to repost our video.
Okay, because when you said the three-day rule, I didn't think you meant that specific one, that specific matching service.
Oh, yeah, the three-day rule.
Yeah.
So they're posting our video to their members.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, you're going to get a lot of response from that.
We'll
see.
No,
I mean, you guys are funny. You look great in the videos, and you talk about fun things.
We're getting really good at editing, so.
Really, yeah. You're playing around with that, huh?
Yeah.
I know, that's fun. I noticed, like, all the titles you have flying around.
So Lauren actually does all of those.
Yeah.
And I'll do, like, we film on my iPhone usually. Because we have a tripod. We've got microphones now. We have, like, a whole system.
That's great quality that you pull out of
it. I mean, now people are filming like that all the time. I had an audition the other day, and it was the same setup. It was on the person's iPhone with a tripod with a lavalier mic connected to me from the phone in the, like, headphone jack. And... I mean, even with Lauren and I have, like, an extension cord now for our microphones. We have, like, a little light that we plug into the top.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a full-fledged system. We can just go anywhere and film anything now. So it's great.
Right.
So I'll edit on my phone in iMovie, and then I'll send it to Lauren, and Lauren will add in, like, pictures and different, like, commentary. And the commentary is usually what's the funniest part.
Right. Yeah.
So
it is. It is pretty funny. So it is mostly her sense of humor then?
I mean, yeah. She's
She's the one that puts the titles
up. Yeah, exactly.
Stuff. Right. Wow. But, I mean, I'm surprised at the quality because you guys really pull good quality from that camera. And it's amazing that you can also do the editing on the phone too.
Yeah, iMovie is great. I mean, it's almost easier for me to do it on my phone. Like, I'll edit the footage, send it to her, and, like, it's already got the cuts and the, like... you know, dissolve and things like from scene to scene.
So you don't have to transfer to the desktop and do editing that way.
No. I mean, that's where she does it, but I do mine on the phone.
Right. Good.
It's a good system we got.
Yeah.
She handles, like, Instagram. I'll handle Twitter.
Yeah. It is a good system. Yeah. There you go.
It's a good team.
Did you get an intern yet?
We need a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Interns are not easy.
Well, we had such a great one that now big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. So, let's see. So, you're talking about the Amy Winehouse thing, and I keep reading about this. Very, very fascinating life she had, you know? I mean, and tragic.
Very.
Tragic, too.
I did a Periscope video last night about it. I gave my feedback on the movie.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Yeah, a lot of people were like, wow, you really described it well. I want to go see it. And then there's been other, like, music documentaries, like the one on Frank Sinatra, the one on Kurt Cobain, that have come into conversation because they're all sort of done very similarly.
Right.
Like, through the words of the person.
Right.
Which I think is great because you feel like you get to know them. It's not just, like, an actor portraying them or, like, somebody's written version, like a fictional version. It's really them talking.
That's true. That's true, yeah. Some documentaries are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone from the Huffington Post wrote me and asked me to give my feedback on the movie, too. So I have to do that later.
Very cool.
Yeah. Guess it's worth seeing movies. People want to hear what you have to say. Well, yeah, I'll be telling everybody what I think about Magic Mike later.
Yeah, we want to know.
I'm seeing it at 8 o'clock. And then Tuesday I'm seeing Trainwreck. So I have lots of feedback to give.
And who's in Trainwreck again?
Amy Schumer. And Bill Hader.
Right. Yeah.
And LeBron James.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That'll be interesting. That'll be fun stuff. Okay, going back to Ariana. Is it Grande or Grande?
Grande.
Grande, right. So now she really apologizes and all that
stuff.
I saw
the video. You know? Well, I saw part of it that they showed on Today Show today. It's like four
minutes
long.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but you know what? I mean, it doesn't matter how much she apologizes. You know, the thing is that I hate America. I hate Americans. I mean, I sometimes hear that from immigrants. You know, from people that are here, and they won't say necessarily I hate, but it might be like disparaging or whatever. And I don't know, but I've always defended America. I'm always like correcting these people that say these things because it's not true. You can't make generalizations about America. And the bottom line is, if you don't like it, get the hell out of here.
Right.
You know, I mean, nobody's forcing you to come here. To come and be a guest, it's akin to someone coming to your house, being a guest, and then bad-mouthing you.
Well, wasn't Ariana born here?
Well, I don't know if she is, but, you know, so, I mean, but why would she say, if that's the case, maybe at least she feels she's not American.
I don't know.
Because why would she say that?
Well, did you watch her apology?
I mean, it would be like me saying, I hate the Jews. I mean, what is that?
Right. Did you know, watch her apology?
No.
Oh.
Did you?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that they showed a lot of it on the Today Show.
Oh, the apology.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the video, because you said you just saw the video.
Well, it's the video of her apologizing.
Oh, I thought you saw the one where she was licking the donuts and saying that.
But, I mean, like celebrities everywhere speaking out against it and making fun of her and, like, having snarky responses. Susan Sarandon tweeted.
Really?
Yeah. I forget who else did. Somebody said it was like National Lick a Donut Day and then Go Hate Americans or something. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And her apology was ridiculous and she shouldn't have done it the way she did it. But
all right. Just say I was an asshole and shut up, you know?
I mean, that's a hard thing. It's a really hard thing to come back from. And I don't know what that will do to her because, you know, with like the things happening with Donald Trump and him getting dropped from things and these statements matter. You can't say these things and think there aren't going to be repercussions. I'm sure she'll lose fans. I mean, the good thing is her fans are kids and do they really know what she's
saying? Right, exactly. And they tweet to her, we forgive you.
But I mean, her the parents of these kids may not say, I'll take you to her concert.
Right.
Or buy her music or whatever. So it really is not a smart move. And her video apologizing, I don't think helped her at all.
No, huh? It just made it worse.
Well, she rambles on about how she's proud to be an American and how, like, that's not what she meant. And it was just not a well done apology. What she should have said was, I'm an idiot.
Right. And it's not like it was even said in anger, right? I mean,
no.
Was she angry about something?
No.
I don't know, but it shows you that in her mind, she separated herself from Americans, whether she was born here or not.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that's her. I never even heard of her before. And now she's suddenly...
She's a singer.
Over. Yeah.
She's
very
famous, yeah.
Now I read about her now, but her audience is younger people, right? Like teens?
Not necessarily. I think it started off that way, but her music's mainstream. It's on every radio station. She's
really? How old is she, do you think?
I don't know, 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so she is young. Now, good news for potheads. I guess in Oregon, now that marijuana is legal, you can actually take it on a plane with you when you're flying in state.
Oh.
Which is amazing.
That makes sense, though.
It does. You know, because, I mean, it does. But that's the thing, is that they said that airplanes are federally regulated, and that's why they don't do it anywhere. So how can Oregon do it even in state? I thought all aviation was federal, but apparently not.
Don't know. That's something I don't know about.
Because apparently they're able to do that and to vote on that as well. You can have up to 8 ounces at home. Do you know how much 8 ounces is? That's a lot.
No. What is that, a cup?
No.
No, a cup's 16? No. A cup is 8 ounces. This is 16.9, my bottle of water. So half of this. That is a lot of ounces of weed.
No, I mean, you couldn't even... In this bottle, you could fit... Okay, well, because of the fluffiness and everything, okay? Right. And you can squeeze it in. But in this bottle, you couldn't put more than an ounce.
Okay.
Yeah. So 8 of these bottles you can have. That's a lot of dope. But okay, whatever. Who cares, you know? They have what they want and all that. But yeah, if you travel in California, you obviously can't do that unless you drive by car or you fly and you just go to a dispensary somewhere else. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know, man.
I just got a CNN breaking news alert that Dylann Roof, the man accused of killing 9 people in the Charleston church last month since we were talking about the flag, shouldn't have been able to buy a gun. The FBI was saying that the background check was not done properly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he actually bought a gun legally?
Apparently, but the background check wasn't done properly. So,
right. But he bought it from a shop. It wasn't like it
I don't
was
know.
Stolen
I don't know the
anything.
Details of it. But
or that he bought it on the ground or something.
I don't know. But however he did it, he had a background check. So
wow. So much for the background check.
Exactly.
Huh?
Wow. And he should have never had a gun.
Right. I know. Everybody always asks me, do you have any big stories from driving Uber? I'm like, no, everybody's normal that I've had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the worst they'll do is not talk, but that's not a big deal.
No, not at all.
You know? But these guys last night, I mean, they have Uber pool where you pick up somebody and then if there's somebody going the same way, then they'll ping you and then you have to pick them up too.
Right.
So... this happened, so I have these two kids playing this loud rap music, gangster rap, in my car. We pull up to pick up the other passenger. We see a young woman coming out. Well, she's probably like 19, 20. And she comes out, and she kind of like walks towards the car. And then they open the window, and they start talking to her. And I'm like looking at them. I said, guys... relax for a second. And then I asked her, I said, are you looking for Uber? And she's like, no. She's like pointing, maybe there's someone in there. And I know it was her. So nobody showed up. I had to cancel the second one and keep going.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you know, you get kids like this, it's like, shut up, you know? I mean, they scared her. That's what happened. They scared her off. You know, I mean, she's probably thinking, I'm going to get in this car with these two guys. The driver's a guy, you know. She was probably afraid. I wouldn't blame her at all.
Yeah, Uber pool is an interesting thing. I've never taken it.
It really is.
I don't know that I would want to because I already don't want to talk to my Uber driver, let alone other strangers.
Right. But you don't have to talk to anybody. Just say hi, sit there with your phone. They're not going to bother you. If they do, just don't answer.
Well, I wonder how that works with ratings because you can't rate your other passengers. Like if I were in an Uber pool with two other people that ruined my experience, all I rate is the driver.
Right.
So what if I rated the driver poorly because of the other idiots in the car?
Yeah. Well, people do that all the time. They rate poorly for everything, even if they're mad at Uber. You know, if there's like a surge pricing or something and... you know, they feel they got ripped off.
Right.
You know, so...
I mean, it's not the driver's fault that there's a surge price.
No, it's not. But the driver's always the one that's going to take the lower rating. But I always automatically give everybody 5 stars. But these kids yesterday, I should have given them a 4, man. They just didn't make it pleasant.
Yeah.
They were not very nice. But it's kids. It's kids, you know. What are you going to do, man? Let's see. What else is going on, man? Okay, so we talked about the 4th of July. I guess Comic-Con is going on. We talked about that. My daughter posted some cool pictures of some comic book writers that she likes.
Oh, is she there?
Which is nice. Yeah, she's there for the whole 3 days. So, yeah, people have fun there at Comic-Con.
It's really fun.
Yeah. I know, and I always say I'm going to go, and I don't get the tickets because they come out way too early. And I'm like always like, oh, well, you know, it's a year from now. I'm not going to buy tickets now. But you have to. Yeah. You have to. Otherwise, you don't get any. The movie Ghost. I don't know why it's featured here. I guess because it's been 25 years. Have you ever seen the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze, who died way too young.
Yes, he did.
But that was a cool movie, man. I remember that. It was pretty, you know, dealing with death and after death. And love
Whoopi Goldberg was funny.
Whoopi Goldberg, yeah. I know. Everybody was so young then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. What else? Taylor Swift stuns kid with $50,000 gift. Have you heard of that?
I did.
What is that all about?
I actually don't know. I just heard it briefly that she did that. She gave one fan that much money.
Wow.
I don't know why. I would assume the person needed it.
See, I would look it up, but it's video, so I'm not going to go and check this out. But, okay, well, let's conclude for today, folks. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend. Jen, you too.
Thank you, you too.
And we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.